Morning, Rabbosai. We're on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. And the last thing that we discussed is the size of a Mavui, the minimum size of a Mavui. And that is that the length of the Mavui has to be greater than its width. And that's what the Gemara says here on Daf Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, just 1 second. In the name of Rav Nachman, V'omer Rav Nachman. So this, if you have Daf Hey Amud Aleph, you can count up from the bottom of the Amud. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 lines up from the end of the Amud.
The two chesserim have to have an opening into the
Mavoi.
And it has to be 4 tefachim wide, correct?
Right, correct.
Alright, but then it talks about, I think in the footnote, I'm not 100% sure, that it has to have some kind of side post.
Right.
Is that like a lectern, or is it something?
No, it's called, if you take a look at Rashi on Daf Hey Amud Aleph, and you count up about 7 lines from the bottom, Rashi calls it Ptsimin. Ptsimim in Hebrew is called Mizuzot. And if you take a look at any opening, in order to make it into a Chashva opening, it has posts on it.
Uh-huh.
And that in Rashi's language, based on Aramaic, is called Ptsimim. And otherwise, basically what you have is not a Pesach to a Mavui, you just have like openings. So the Halacha requires that it be a Pesach a Mavui. Once you have these posts, you know, not only do you see them from the front, but they also wrap around the sides, and they, by definition, take away from the airspace of 4 Tfachim. So if you have an opening of 4 Tfachim, but it's a Pesach of a Mavui, then by definition there's no airspace of 4 Tfachim because of these posts. So the Gemara tries to suggest that maybe what you could do is widen the Pesach. So if you widen the Pesach, although the going into the Mavui you have only 4 Tfachim, but here you may have 6 Tfachim. And if that be the case, that gives opening from the different chatzeros of more than 4 tefachim. So the Gemara rejects that based on Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman says you cannot have a mavui that's wider than it's longer. So we started with 4 by 4 tefachim, 4 square tefachim. Now you broadened it on the bottom, so now the rochav is greater than the orech, and that's not a mavui. And that's more or less where we're up to today. So we're up to Rav Nachman, and what do we decide? How many lines is it up from the bottom?
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
All right. So you have
14
lines. Omer Rav Nachman, and Bob. Now we're on Daf Hey. That we're all okay with that? Okay.
Yep.
We're on Daf Hey. So
we're fine. We get up to that.
We got it. Great. So now we're talking about Rav Nachman Naktino. Naktinan means he has this, as we said yesterday, Masorah. He's got this halacha that was passed on through the generations. And that is that in order to be matir a mavui with either a lechi or a korah, we need that the arko, the length of the mavui, is greater than its width. So you can't have a triangle with the wider top, I'm sorry, a rectangle with the wider part on the bottom. That's not acceptable. The orech has to be at least the size of the rochav. It could be a square, but it could be even a rectangle in that direction, meaning towards the orech. But it cannot be that the width is greater than the length. So we're still stuck now, said, and this is Abai's argument against Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef, if you're going to assume that all we need is four tefachim going in, then what you're going to have is an impossibility, an impossible situation, because you won't have a Pesach of four tefachim, as we said before. So you're going to have to broaden, you have to broaden the base, you know, the width on the bottom, but that you can't do because of Rav Nachman's principle that Arko Yeser Al Rochbo, we must have the Orech being greater than the Rochav.
So not greater or equal, but greater.
Well, maybe I went too far. Maybe it can't be the other way around. It can't be that the Rochav is greater than the Orech. It could be that a square would be okay. That's fine. But again, if you need two Chatzeros going through this one single Pesach, it can't be that the Pesach is four Tfachim. You know, you're going to have to add a little bit. So now the Gemara is going to try to defend Rav Yosef. You know, Rav Yosef is now in a bind because he's talking about the size of a Mavui, in this case of Chokikin Lahashlim, which has four square Tfachim. How are you going to get a Pesach for both Chatzeros? So Rav Yosef, the Pesach le Bekeren Zavis. Right, so what happens is the following, that whenever you have a square, so if you go straight, you know, let's say, you know, you have this and then that, right, you go straight ahead, then you're going to have this problem that we had before because there's only four tefachim. But what you could do is you could put it on an angle. Now, once you go through an angle, it widens, I mean, that's basic geometry, that it widens the area. So you can get more than four tefachim. So what you're going to do is you're going to, that's called a Keren Zavis. You're going to basically have the people, you know, tilt and go on the side. And once they go through the side, then the Pesach is wider than four tefachim. So that's called the Pesach La BeKeren Zavis. I'll read to you the Hebrew translation. He also has a picture for this. The picture doesn't help me much, but anyway, it says Shepischei achatzeros hayu ba'alakson. Alakson means on a diagonal. Vechelkom biksolim shebe chelkom shebe biksolim shebitzdadim. Vechelkom bidofen shekineged haPesach. Biofen sheyesh berochav haPesach arba tfachim. So what he does is he tilts it towards the side, and perhaps there's a wall, you know, that separates between the two chatzeros, but he puts the wall on an angle such that each chatzer gets a greater access to that four tefachim, and it widens the Pesach. Okay, now we have gone through the first proof of Abaye, that four tefachim is not sufficient. And now we're about to embark upon a second proof of Abaye, that four tefachim is not sufficient. Again, keep in mind, we're talking about chokikim lahashlim, and we are suppressing the ground. According to Rav Yosef, you have to suppress the ground going into the chatzer four tefachim, and that itself is a sheer chatzer. Abaye says, Mina minilach, from where do I know that four tefachim is not sufficient, but rather I need four amos? The Omar, Rami Bar Chama, Omar Rav Huna, Lechi Habolet Midofno Shelmavui. Okay, until now, we were dealing with sugyas like Chokin Lahashlim, and then we were dealing with the case of Kosel Shenifrats. Each one was a sugya unto itself. Now we have another sugya, all on the same daf hey and aleph, and that's the sugya called Lechi Abolet Midofyo Dofno Shel Mavli. So what you have is the word Lechi always refers to some sort of a vertical, I don't know if you want to call it a pole, or in this case I'd rather call it a wall. Why do I want to call it a wall? Because we're going to see that this lechi stretches across the width of the opening of the mavui, for a shear of 4 amos, or in one case a little bit less than 4 amos, and the halacha is going to be determined by whether it's less than 4 amos or more than 4 amos. Now, what's the problem with this lechi? I mean, if you would ask me, I would have told you adarabba. Mimakum shabasa, this isn't even, this lechi, because it's so wide, is even better than a regular lechi. You know, if the whole purpose of a lechi is to remind you that this is a, that this is a mavui, it's separated from Rishus HaRabim, and in the fourth side you have this lechi that stretches across, I would have said that on the contrary, that lechi is even better than a regular lechi. You know, regular lechi is just a kolshu, you know, it's just a vertical pillar. Why is the fact that this lechi is bolate means it stretches out from the dofen, from the right, again, it could be on the right or the left, on the right side of the, you know, the right kotel, it's like a 90 degree angle. Why should that be a problem? And Rami Bar Chama says, in the name of Huna lechi abolate midof yoshal mavui, is pachos mi arba amos nidon mishum lechi. V'yeno tzorek lechi acher latiro. But arba amos nito mishum mavui v'tzorek lechi acher latiro. What happens here is the following. Can this lechi serve as a lechi? If it cannot, we're going to have to replace it, or if not replace, we have to add another lechi, which will probably be on the other side, on the left side, if we're on the right side. Now, what is going to determine whether this lechi abolet midofno shalmavui is a lechi or not? Obviously, it's going to be the size of arba amos, less or more. But what is it all about? What's the problem, as we would say? So apparently, the problem of lechi abolet is that it looks like this serves as part of the mavoi. It has some sort of engineering goal or purpose which it achieves. Let me try to explain what that goal might be. We have something called a retaining wall, and what that means is that sometimes you have a wall which you're not sure, it might be a little bit insecure. So what you do is you add a wall in order to strengthen it. So it's very interesting that a lechi sometimes looks like it's been added not as a lechi, but rather for some, I call it engineering purpose. It's architectural or engineering purpose. If the lechi is very long, and it stretches for arba amos, it no longer looks like a lechi, but rather it looks like it functions and serves some sort of contributing role to the kosle amavui. So let's read the Gemara inside. He says, lechi abole midof yoshal mavui. Now, first of all, keep in mind that when he put up this lechi, he had no intention of doing so as a lechi. The reason he did so is to strengthen the, you know, the kotel that serves the batim. You know, you have all these houses on the other side of the kotel, so we want to make sure that that kotel will stand. And that's called in Hebrew chizuk. Chizuk means to strengthen. That's what I call an engineering purpose. Now, we're going to determine whether or not that's a lechi based on the size of the lechi. So let's say, for example, the lechi is 3.9 amos, then it will serve as a lechi, even though he set it up for the purpose not of a lechi to be matir his mavui, but rather for chizuk habatim. So this Gemara has to be understood in light of a sugya later on in Daf Tes Vav, which is called Lechi Ha'omed Me'elav. Again, if I had a whiteboard, I would write it on the whiteboard. Lechi Ha'omed Me'elav. Me'elav is spelled Mem Aleph Lamed Yud Vav. What that means is that when he put up this Lechi, he did so not for the purpose of serving as a Lechi, but for some other purpose, whatever his purpose was. Nevertheless, it will halachically serve as a valid lechi. That's the sheet of Abaye, later on in Daf Tes Vav, and we paskin like Abaye. So a lechi could be matir mavui, even if it wasn't placed there deliberately and intentionally to serve as a lechi. Now, Rashi, later on, is going to say that if he put up this lechi, habolet midofyo, for the express purpose of serving as a lechi, then it would be matir the mavui, even if it's more than 4 amos wide. Our discussion here about is this lechi habolet 4 amos or less than 4 amos, is in a case of a lechi ha'omed me'elo, which means it was not placed there for the purpose of serving as a lechi. Can it serve as a lechi if it wasn't placed there deliberately for the purpose of a lechi? The answer is generally yes, but the exception to the rule is going to be the lechi abolet midofyu arba amos, because then what it looks like is a chizuk habayis. If on the other hand he put up the lechi with the express purpose for the intention of serving as a lechi, then that's public knowledge. All the batim that share that mavui know that this lechi, no matter how long it is, was placed there for the purpose of being matir the mavui. It's a front article in today's news. Everybody knows about it. But if it wasn't placed there as a lechi, but the engineer decided that, you know, this would help strengthen the various walls that surround these houses, and that's called chizuk habayis, then can it serve as a lechi ha'omed me'elav? Me'elav means without a deliberate purpose as a lechi. And the answer is, now it depends upon the size of the lechi. Is it more or less than 4 amos? And that's what Rami Bar Chama says here, the name of Rav Huna, that if it's pachos mi'arba amos, nidon mishum lechi, if it's less than 4 amos, then it is considered a lechi, even though, again, he didn't place it there for deliberate purpose as a lechi, because only lechi omei be'elov is lechi. V'eino tzarech lechi acher latir, doesn't need to add a second lechi. But if, on the other hand, this blitas halechi is arba amos, it's equal to or greater than 4 amos, nidon mishum mavui. Mishum mavui means it's part of the mavui itself. It's part of the structure of the mavui. It helps the walls of the alleyway to make sure that they don't fall down. You know, if let's say there's an earthquake, it won't collapse. And then it cannot serve as a lechi because it's part of the mavui. V'tzarech lechi acher latiro, and we need another lechi. Now, the language of Rami Bar Chama has to be studied very meticulously. He says that if it's arba amos, then nidon mishum mavui. And Abaye understands from that language, nidon mishum mavui, is that the shear of a mavui is arba amos. This is Abaye's proof. In other words, that if, let's say, at the end of this lechi, moving from right to left, if you get to the end of the lechi, what you already have on the other side of this lechi, if we're going in through Rishus HaRabim, we already have a mavui. And that's why the lechi is considered not a lechi, but it's part of the mavui. Because the area that's circumscribed by this fourth lechi is now a mavui. So why does this lechi get the status of a mavui, which means it's no longer a lechi, it's part of the mavui itself? Because the shear of a mavui is arba amos. That's how Abai understood this halacha of Rami Bar Chama. The Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says that the shear...
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the last thing you said. How do you get the lechi stared, then? How do you get the four amos?
Why is it that this lechi is possible as a lechi if it's four amos? Abai understood that the reason why this lechi is no longer a lechi is because it's part of the mavui. A lechi has to be added to a mavui. It can't be part of the structure of the mavui.
Okay.
What makes this lechi at the level of four amos, when you pass that four amos mark, what makes it part of the mavui? Says Abaye, because it serves to circumscribe a mavui, right? You have one kosel here, another kosel here, a kosel at the end of the mavui, and your fourth kosel now is this lechi abolet, which is four amos. So the airspace on the other side of this lechi is a mavui, and therefore the lechi is part of the mavui. That's the way Abai understood the logic of it. So it means that the size of a mavui is four amos. It's not just coincidental that Rami Bar Chama says that this lechi is no longer lechi, but it's part of the mavui because it's four amos. The reason he chose four amos was not some sort of a capricious, you know, he woke up on that side of the bed that morning. He deliberately chose that shear of four amos because that's the shear of a mavui. If he wants to make the lechi possible, and why is it possible? Because it's not a lechi added to a mavui, but rather it's part of the mavui. It means that the four amos is a mavui. That's the way Abai understood it. Rav Yosef. Now again, Rav Yosef holds that the shear of a mavui is arba tfachim. You know, so it would make more sense, according to Rav Yosef, that if this lechi was boleit for tfachim, that itself should make it into part of the mavui. Because the shear of a mavui, according to Rav Yosef, is only four tvachim. So the Gemara says, no. Lafuki mitores lechi ad ika arba amos. We need four amos. He says the following. That our discussion here about this lechi abolet is not about whether or not it circumscribes an area of a mavui, but rather whether or not it ceases, it is excluded from the status as a lechi. We only exclude it or disqualify it as a lechi if it has the shear of arba amos. But if you want to know lemehevi mavui, if you want to know what area would it set aside that would be large enough to be considered a mavui, is afilu bi'arba tfachim nami havi mavui. Even four tfachim alone would be enough as a mavui. So again, let's just summarize. According to Abaye, the reason for the shear of four amos in a lechi abolet is because four amos defines the area of a mavui. Hence, the lechi is not a lechi, but rather it's part of the mavui. According to Rav Yosef, the shear of dalet amos has to do with undermining the status of a lechi as a lechi. It has nothing to do with the shear of a mavui. At what point do we say that a lechi is so large that it's for chizuk habayis, it's not a lechi? It serves some sort of engineering purpose at the point in which it's four amos long. But that doesn't mean that the shear of a mavui is four amos. The shear of a mavui, according to Rav Yosef, is four tfachim. But the four amos is the length of the lechi that's mafkia, that undermines the status of the lechi as a lechi. Okay. He says the following. And this he quotes based on a Tosis in the footnote here. He says, Kevan shall lechi rachav, since this lechi is wide, kishir, shall hechsher mavui, that's according to Abaye, is eno nikar shu mishamesh lelechi. Right? It looks like it's serving to the mavui, and therefore it's not a lechi. Now Tosis quotes a machlokes in the Gemara later on. What is the purpose of a lechi? How does a lechi serve to be matir tiltul in a mavui? Abaye omar, lechi matir mishum shenechshav kimechitza. The lechi serves as a fourth mechitza. The mavui has already its own three natural mechitzos. Now we had a fourth mechitza through this lechi. Rav omar, lechi matir mishum heker. And what is the nature of this heker? She'ena movi rishus harabim. In other words, the lechi notifies the people who are in the public domain that they're entering into a separate, private area when they see the lechi. That's called heker. Tosa says, af ledas abaye, shel lechi mishum mechitza, im blitas ha lechi hi arba amos, eino matira es hamovu. The af, shekama shamovi sogur yoser, yeshka mechitza tuva yoser. He says, mikol makom, gam misha sover shel lechi mishum mechitza, mode shetzorach liospo, ktsas heker. Tosis is raising the following paradox. If Abaye holds that the purpose of a lechi is to close off this mavui on the fourth side, that's called lechi mishum mechitza, then wouldn't it make sense, intuitively, that the longer the lechi, the better the lechi, because the more it closes off the mavui with a fourth mechitza, as if the lechi is completely closed off from Rishus HaRabim. And paradoxically, what we're saying here in Rami Barchom is that the longer the lechi, when it hits for him, it's puzzle. Why? It certainly doesn't lose its status as a mechitza. Even though lechi doesn't have to be any particular width to serve as a mechitza, but if you widen the lechi, is tavel of bracha, how much more are you blessed? And that's even creating more of a mechitza. It's even a greater mechitza. The Tosis answers that even according to Abaye, who maintains that lechi mishum mechitza, we still need heker. Abaye doesn't put all the emphasis on heker as a notification to the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, but he nevertheless agrees that the element of heker, although it's perhaps secondary in its purpose, the real purpose of the lechi is mechitza, but there's also a purpose of heker, even according to Abaye. If this lechi, although it could serve as a mechitza, is completely excluded from heker, then it cannot serve as a lechi, even according to Abaye. If the Bnei Rishus HaRabim think that that wall is serving the wall on the side, it's just a kir tomech, we call it, it's just a supporting wall, then they don't begin to see it as a mechitza. It's not a mechitza. A mechitza is something that was put there to separate a certain area. No, it wasn't put there to separate the area. It's only serving for the benefit of the batim that are located up and down along the side of the alleyway, they need this extra wall to support that wall that separates their houses from the mavud, from where the rabbim go. So it's mufka, it's excluded completely from heker. If it has no element of heker, even Abai agrees that it cannot serve as a lechi. Okay. Now, I'm going to read to you just a summary of the sheet of Abai here, a summary of Rashi. Rashi says, Im hayamei nicho l'shem lechi, had he deliberately placed this four amos wall in order to serve the purpose of a lechi, kosher, then it would be kosher even though it's four amos wide. Sharei masha so rachav yoter mishar lechi eino megarea. The fact that instead of taking a minimum lechi, he set up a lechi that is even longer, that doesn't detract from the status of the lechi. Mikol makom, however, here's the point of Rami bar Chama koin Tabaye. Kaven shu oroch arba amos shu shir hechsher mavui v'lo nasa l'shem lechi is eino yotze mishem kosel mavui. There's something called a kosel mavui, and then there's something called a lechi. This lechi, which we call the lechi abolet midofno, which is four amos wide, and hasn't been placed there for the express purpose of serving as a lechi, then it is considered kosel mavui. We have something called kosle amavui, and on top of that we add a lechi. But here, instead of being defined as a lechi, we define it as a kosel of a mavui, because that lechi is serving to strengthen the kosel of a mavui. It's almost as if the kosel of mavui turns this way, if you follow me. It takes a 90 degree angle. But that extra lechi on this side after the 90 degree angle is there in order to support that kosel, and therefore it has the shame that it's defined as kosel amavui rather than as lechi. Now, I'm just thinking out loud, what would be the law in such a case? Would he have to take down this lechi and then replace it? Or would it be enough that he gathered together a group of people, get a minion, or maybe from the porches, and get on the loudspeaker and say, oh, I hereby, hidini mukhara mizuman, I dedicate this lechi as my lechi. I don't know. I don't know what the law is. So now he quotes a Rashi. Again, this is all in the note here. Rashi later on, and Rashi says that Kedei Lachshiro, now that he has this lechi that's four amos, and now he wants to be machshir this mavui, tzorech achas mishtei drachim. He needs one of two things. 1 second. Oshe asenu l'shem lechi, oshe bo heker lechi. Ublita sheyesh bashir heksher mavui, ein bo heker lechi. Oh, he's not addressing my question. He's just saying that if you want to put up a lechi to be matir mavui, you have one of two options. Either you put it up l'shem lechi, or it's got to be less than four amos in order to have a heker lechi. And then even if you didn't put it up l'shem lechi, that's what we called before a lechi omed me elav, it still is a lechi. And he quotes the Ritva that nasa l'shem lechi, if it was placed there, it was erected from the get-go for the purpose of a lechi, yesh lo kol, it has a voice. In other words, everybody knows about it. Umakirim ha'olchim sham shehu meshamesh kelechi. Everybody knows, it's public knowledge, it's splashed on the front pages of the local rag, this is a lechi. Okay, that's what we have here. Now, before we go on to Gufa, we have a kasha here from the Rajba. He says, "Af shedocha Rav Yosef she'ein hashir shebo blitas hakosei nechsheves lechi toli b'shir mavui mikol makom yilshona sherav huna arba amos nido mishum mavui yesh lochia sheshir mavui arba amos." Now, it's even if conceptually we could accept Rav Yosef that this size of four amos has nothing to do with the shir mavui, it just has to do with the shir of what we call Lafuki, what was his language? Lafuki mitoras lechi. But nevertheless, what are we going to do with the language of Rav Huna? Rav Huna used the language that it's if it's four amos, it's nida mishum mavui. Doesn't that prove that the shear of a mavui is four amos? Harei im hashir mavui arba tfachim. If Rav Yosef were right that a mavui is a mavui with four tfachim, lo hayil Rav Huna litlos es din alechi b'mavui. He should have said arba amos nido mishum kosel, or arba amos eno nido mishum lechi. But what did he mean when he said arba amos is nido mishum mavui? So this is the kash of the Rashba. And the Rashba answers, Afim shir mavuyu arba tfachim, mikomakom rov hamuvos heim arba amos. He says, although you could theoretically make a mavui with such a small mavui that's only four tfachim, but your average size mavui had at least four amos. That's a practical reality. The kaven shapsul shal alechi kadu machba she'ein lo heker lechi v'udome le'mavoi is mishum kach omer Rav Huna she'poslo hu mishum she'nido mishum mavoi. Notice it loses its heker because it looks like it's serving the mavoi. The reason why four amos is because your average mavoi is four amos. That's what he means. Gufa omer Rami bar Chama Rav Huna lechi abolit mi daf yoshel mavui. And here we're turning to daf hayam and beis. Is pachos me arba amos nido mishum lechi. Vi ein tzorech lechi acher latiro. Arba amos nido mishum mavui. Vi tzorech lechi acher lehatiro. Now, we're going to discuss where the second lechi is if the lechi abolit mi daf yoshel is four amos or more. The simple pshat is that the lechi is on the other side. So if you have this lechi that's bolet on the right side, then just simply put up a lechi on the left side. Also lechi heichon mamido. So the Gemara asks, where are you going to put this on the lechi? Until the Gemara finally is going to conclude that we put it on the other side.
What's the purpose of the second lechi?
We don't have a first lechi. The first lechi is completely disqualified because it's four amos long. So we need a lechi. And the purpose of this lechi is heker, to notify the Rishus HaRabim that this is a mavui, that this is separated from the Rishus HaRabim. Where does he put that lechi? So right now, the Gemara is sort of oblivious to the obvious answer, that you put the lechi on the other side. So you go into the mavui, right? You have a limited opening into the mavui because you have this gigantic lechi that goes this way, but you'll put another lechi on the other side, on the left side. But the Gemara thinks that maybe you can extend the lechi by adding a piece to attach it to the lechi. E de moki le ba'adei. If you're going to take a lechi and just attach it to the original lechi that's bolet, is osufe hudeko mosef ale. Basically, all he's doing is he's adding to the lechi itself. He's not creating a new lechi. Any extension of the first lechi becomes part of the first lechi. And again, that lechi is possible because it's more than arba amos. So what do you gain by adding an extension to that first lechi? It's basically part of the lechi. Amar Rav Papa, demokile lidach gisa. Rav Papa says what we said before. Put the lechi on the other side. So you have the lechi abolate on your right side, and you have your lechi that you now put up lechi sheni on your left side, and that's going to serve as a lechi. Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua Amar, afilu tema demoki lebadei. Even if you want to put the extension of this added lechi as an extension of the first lechi, and what are you asking me? Well, it's just an extension of the first lechi, so it doesn't have a status of a lechi. It's part of the lechi abolate, which we said is a kosel, or part of the mavui. It's not a lechi. The answer is, says Rav Huna, I have a solution. I have an alternative method in which the addition to the lechi will not be considered a hosafa, right, an extension, but rather it's a lechi. How? Dimitafel be o dimavatrele. Mitafele means the following. He adds a piece to the lechi that's taller than the lechi abolet. It's almost as if you now have like a little L, if you followed me. Usually an L is kind of, the bottom part of the L is almost the same size as the vertical part of the L. But we're talking about a little bit of an L, if you followed me. So you have this lechi habolet that's very long, right? And then what you do is you add another lechi. If you're watching my fingers, I can't see if you're looking at me. I have no way, because all I see is a bunch of words on a screen, which makes me feel very comfortable that I'm talking to words. But anyway, letters, I should say. So I have S.A., I have Bob, and I know Don doesn't even have anything. All he has is this little camera with an X in it. Fine, but at least I see Jerry sometimes when his head doesn't go all the way on the bottom. In any event, imagine, so you have this lechi, right? Here's your lechi, right? That sticks out from the right side. And then you add another lechi, attaching it to the first lechi, but it jumps up taller, right? I call it a little bit of an L, if you can see my hands. Or, alternatively, demavatzrele. What he could do is, he could build the lechi, but not all the way up to the top of the lechi abolet. It goes a little bit below the lechi abolet. So then it's obvious to the naked eye that this is not just an extension of the original lechi abolet. If it was an extension, it would be the same height. So I have here beautiful colored pictures. Here they did a good job, actually. In the, I guess it's a computer-generated pictures. Okay. Very good. Amar Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua. Okay. Now, just a word of introduction. The Gemara now wants to analyze, do you have to add this lechi, the second lechi, in a Pesach Rochav Shmona Amos, or in a Rochav Pachos Mishmona Amos? So what we're asking now is the following. You've got a Mavui, it has a Kosel on the right, and a Kosel on the left. Then you put up this Lechi, that's Bolet Midofyo, and it extends for four amos. How much space is there between the left wall and this lechi? How much area is open air to enter into the mavui from the Rishus HaRabim? Is it 8 amos? Or is it 7.9 amos? And then we have to figure out what difference does it make. Omer Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua, you're telling me that he needs a lechi acher, he needs a second lechi, because the first lechi abolet is 4 amos, and therefore it's possible. Lo amar, that only applies ela b'mavui 8 amos. Which means that if the Pesach HaMavui is 8 amos wide, or more than that, then I have to put up a second lechi. Aval b'mavui sheva, which means that the lechi abolet takes up 4 out of the 7 amos of the width of the opening of the mavui. So it means that most of the opening of the mavui, the majority, is covered by this lechi. Is then he doesn't need another lechi latira. Then that lechi, according to Rav Huna, would be mat to the mavui, but not midin lechi. Again, if it's more than 4 amos, it can't be a lechi. He must be coming up with some new method of being matir mavui. So an alternative method. And that's called nitar be omed meruba al haparutz. So we have halacha, and we'll see, you know, this is a brand new terminology for us in our study of Masechet Erevin. We'll have to see exactly how we derive it and how it operates, the mechanics of it, but it's called parutz, it's called omed merubala parutz. If you learn Hilchas Sukkah, I mean, this is like one of the most important principles in Sukkah. Omed parutz, omed merubala parutz. So you have an area that, let's say, from the get-go was open, and then you close it off. You add a mechitza to close it off. But the mechitza doesn't take you all the way over to close the entire area. Part of the area remains open. Which is the majority? Which is greater than which? Is it the omed? Omed means the part of the mechitza that's standing. Or is it the parutz, the part that's open? And we're going to be matir mavui if the fourth mechitza is omed merubal aparts. I've closed off this opening to the mavui, not completely obviously, but 4 out of 7 amos of this mavui, of this Pesach mavui, is closed off. That itself is matir the mavui. We don't need a lechi. We don't need a korah. And that's called omed merubal aparts. In Hebrew, he translates it thusly. He says, "Hachelik asosum shal haPesach, the closed part of the opening, meruba is greater than the chelik haparutz shalo, than the open part of the of this Pesach, of this entranceway. Hare hachelik asosum u arba amos. In this particular scenario, the lechi ha bolet midofyo is 4 amos, and the chelik haparutz is only 3 amos. And once again, he's got a picture here, and you can just imagine the picture in your mind. You don't have to actually see it. I mean, basically, he's got a mavui, it's got a kosa on the right, kosa on the left. And then he's got this part that's bolet, it's a, like a fourth wall almost, and it covers 4 amos, leaving an opening into the mavui of only 3 amos. So that's called omed meruba al haparutz. And from whence do we derive, what's the source for this halacha, that you could be matir mavui with omed merubal aparts? Is it some sort of halacha l'moshe misinai? What is it? So Gemara says it's a kal v'chomer. Now this kal v'chomer is going to engage our mind for a long time, and it's called chatzer. Now in my introduction in the Masifta to Masechta Erevin, he has a section which is called Chatzer. Let me see if I can find this. Just went, oh, there it is. Oh. What is a Chatzer? A Chatzer is an area that has buildings or homes all the way around it, and the openings of this home open into the chatzah. They spill into this chatzah, this courtyard. Now, from this courtyard, there are openings into the mavui. So we have the homes. The homes open into an area, common courtyard for all those homes. And the courtyards go into entrances into the mavui. And from the mavui, they go out into the public, into the Rishus HaRab. Now, this chatzer has its own challenge as far as carrying from the house into the chatzer. And just to show you where we're going to, I mean, our goal is that in the case of a chatzer, the requirements, the halachic requirement to be matir, to allow you to carry in the chatzer, are lechumra. Lechumra means they're even stricter than what we call tikkun mavui. So tikkun chatzer, which means heter tiltul in a chatzer, requires even more than what you require to allow tiltul in a mavui. In the case of a mavui, all you need is a lechi or a korah. But in the case of a chatzer, where people use the chatzer, you know, the various owners of the houses, respectively, will use the chatzer, so the Rabbanan required more in order to be matir tiltul in a chatzer than a lechi or a korah. A lechi or a korah is not going to do it. Now, we have two questions to ask. We raise the bar, and we have a greater requirement, a stricter requirement in a chatzer, to be matir tiltul in a chatzer. What is that greater requirement? And instead of a lechi and a korah, what do we need? And the answer to that is we need something called a pas arba tfachim. Pas always means a part of a mechitza that is four tfachim. Right, in the case of a korah, we said it was a tefach. In the case of a lechi, we said it didn't even have a minimum shear. Any sort of pole, you know, a vertical pole is a lechi. But here, in the case of a chatzah, we got to put up a pas that's four tefachim. Alternatively, we might be able to be matir a chatzah with two pasim, each of two tefachim. So it's all told four tefachim. Okay, we don't have to know all the laws of a chatzah, but we do have to know is that the Rabbanan were machmir in a chatzer more than a mavui. They were stricter, and they would not rely on the heter of a lechi and a korah. They would require a pas of arba tfachim. Now, the second question I ask you is why? Why were the Rabbanan more machmir in the case of a chatzer? So the answer of the Rashba, I don't understand. I mean, I could translate it for you, but I don't understand why. Maybe you'll help me. Why, therefore, we have more strict requirements to be matir tiltul in a chatzer. But he says that a chatzer is private. A chatzer is private, which means that people will do things that normally need privacy. They'll do it in a chatzer because they're still not out in the mavui, whereas a mavui is much more public in nature. So to quote the language of the Rashba says, HaChatzer Asuya is designated for dira, for certain, you know, normal usages, Lishimushim Tznuim, for things that require a certain element of Tznius. So let's say, for example, I don't know if this is a good example. I don't go out in shorts, right? But out in the chutz, I'll walk out in shorts. Well, for my father, for sure, right? My father would never go out in the street without a tie. He went to mail a letter at the corner in the mailbox. He would put on his tie. I said, Dad, why do you need a tie to mail something in the mail? But he was the rabbi of the community, and he felt he had to wear a tie. You know, but in the house, he didn't wear a tie. So in the chutz, you wouldn't wear the tie. You know, you do. You might go, you know, put up a little swimming pool in the courtyard and go swimming there. It's a little bit of a private area. He says, "Darkom shel balei batim, the owners of the house, lishtamish b'chotzer b'tashmishe yatzneah." And he gives one example of eating. For example, you'd never ever eat in a mavui. For that, you have to go to the Far East. I mean, I was out in the Far East. They eat in a mavui. But I'm not going to tell you what they eat. That's a different question. My wife was very curious. I couldn't look at it. But in a chotzer, people will eat. You know, they'll put up a picnic table and they gather the family together. They'll eat in the courtyard. And that would never happen in a mavui. Lefichach, therefore, says the Rashba, Tzrichu mechitzos gemuros yoser. They need more of a mechitza. So, for example, a lechi is a very invisible mechitza. Here we're going to need a pas of arba tfachin. Now, there's much more here in this introduction to a chatzir, but let's just see if we can at least get by our kalvachomer. Uma chatzir. In the case of a chotzer, we were more machmir. Right? She'ein any teres b'lechi v'kora. It's not enough to have a lechi or a kora. You need a pas of four tvachim. And nevertheless, any teres be omeid ha'meruba ala parutz. If the walls of the chotzer, the ksolim of the chotzer, although they have openings in them, but most of the area is closed off by the ksolim, by these walls. Im nisharu me'amachitzos bi'ofen sha'omeid ba meruba ala parutz. So what's left of these machitzos in the chatzer is more omeid than parutz, is muteres ha'chatzer betiltol. You don't need any tikkun. You don't need this pas of four tfachin. Why? Because the ksolim are omeid meruba ala parts. Is mavui shenitar belechi vekora? A mavui which is more kal, it's more lenient. We don't need a pas of four tfachin. All we need is either a lechi or a kora. Is eno din, how much more so? Shenitar be omeid meruba ala parts. So again, we were makil in a case of a chatzah, we were more machmir, and we rely on a heter of omeid meruba ala parutz. And how much more so can we be matir in the case of a mavui in omeid meruba ala parutz? So, belinei tomorrow, we're going to see how the Gemara attacks this kal v'chomer and try to defend the Kal V'chomer, then again attacks the Kal V'chomer, and that'll be Mirtz Hashem, our discussion for tomorrow. So tomorrow we'll pick up with our introduction of Chatzer, and then we'll move on in the Sugya. And I want to thank you all for joining.
I want to say kol kavod to those who come to learn. You could just kind of relax at home, do nothing, but you're being mechazek Torah, and it's chus, we should all have a fushlim bakar for everybody.
And if you can, have in mind, my mother-in-law is not feeling so well. Her name is Dvora Chana Bas Ratzah.